All right, I just got off talking to a client whose name is Tanner. And Tanner has one of several things that are really cool. One of which was he has this way of landing clients where he has a gig on Fiverr that people hire him for $100 to do a website audit for them. Then after they hire him, he fulfills on that, then upsells them into his $5,000 plus a month coaching, and is working really well for him. So on this interview, I'm going to play for you in just a second. He's going to walk through that funnel. He's also going to talk about some adjustments he's made to his sales process, his script specifically, where he went from a 10% close rate to a 40% close rate. So Tanner's a client of ours. We've been working with him for a few months. And this interview is one we did, we just finished, and we did it with our team. So we came into our weekly team call. We interviewed him and learned all about him and his story. So go check it out. Learn from Tanner on how he has been increasing his close rate and getting clients from Fiverr.
Yeah, I can.
All right, perfect. Thanks for being here. And there's probably a couple of faces you recognize and many that you don't. So welcome into here and see the Growth Tools team. We're excited to learn a little bit more about your business and dive into some good things that have been happening recently, right? So Tanner, if you don't mind just kicking us off, tell me about who you serve and what you sell.
Okay, so I serve basically business owners. I know it's really generic right now, but it comes into either e-commerce or lead generation that are looking to increase their funnels and the conversion rate. So we offer a fuel up your funnel is what we call it.
Ooh, did you say fuel or fill?
Fuel.
Oh, I love that. Fuel up your funnel. Yeah, that's cool. And is that the primary problem you solve for, Tanner? What would you say that 99% of people coming to you have issues with?
Yeah, it's reducing their customer acquisition cost and getting more sales. Those are the two phrases that we validated.
And you help with both of those things?
Yes.
Cool. Any specifics on either of those, or is it kind of a la carte depending?
It all works together. If you increase conversion rate, you increase sales and you lower their cost.
So. I think there's a lot of heads nodding in this room, especially our marketing team around that. Yes. Good. Cool. Can you tell us about, you said it's fuel. Did you say fuel your funnel?
Yeah. Fill up your funnel is the quick rebrand. It's the quick and dirty version. Probably needs a little more polish.
Cool.
So Mach 7 is the company. I've had it since in high school. Too lazy to change the LLC. So we just found something that would rebrand. Yeah. I think Mint CRO said a few people in Growth Tools took their course, but essentially it's the Mint CRO's agile testing framework. I'm just rebranding it and using it.
All right, sweet. Tell me a little bit about if I were to sign up, like what do I get when I work with you? You know,
So I tell people that within 2 months that we're going to take their funnel and they can get a funnel that's either going to generate 10% at least at a conversion, a landing page that's going to convert at 10% at least. Our goal is to get 15%. We do some performance rewards there. If it's add to cart, it's a 15% add to cart rate. That's what's the typical performance. But along there, we're going to validate their messaging and problems and give them what I call 15 minimum viable concepts that we're going to validate that they can use in these funnels as well as anywhere across their business, marketing, sales calls, wherever they may need them.
Awesome. And you kind of do that up front in the, as a initial assessment with new clients?
It's the whole process. So they go through a series of 7 micro tests and each test builds on the other.
Cool.
So in the sales call, I say, hey, instead of trying to chase the leak and find out where your funnel's wrong, we're going to build it right from the start. Takes a little longer, but then you can have higher confidence.
Sweet. So not you mentioned, hey, I'm kind of broad. I just work with business owners, but it sounds like you work with people who have existing business, existing funnels, existing assets with traffic and data, right?
That's the goal. A lot of my leads come through Fiverr right now. So it's all through a website audit. So when I first started at Growth Tools, the offer was actually a conversion rate optimization or a growth-driven web design.
Okay.
However, I figured I couldn't scale that. So quickly I had to pivot.
Yeah. What was the price point of that?
That was 5,000.
Okay.
For 3 months.
5K for 3 months. And then what about the Fuel Your Funnel program?
So we tell them it's 6K for 2 months, but they're already spending $1,000 in ad budget. So their investment to us is only 5K.
Got it.
That's and save that 1,000 for ad for 2 months.
2 month cycle, right?
Yep.
Banner. Okay. All right, cool. Brian, you got any business questions around Tanner's?
Yeah, but before we get into the kind of the main topic, so let me say it back to you, Tanner. You're selling to e-com companies primarily. What revenue range are they starting at? Like, is any range, or is there a minimum, or who are you targeting?
That's the great question, right? Yeah. Ideally, we'd want people that are making at least, they're already spending, so they're already making maybe 10K a month is the ideal. Those are a little bit harder to track, is what I found. So a lot of the people, especially where it's Fiverr and it's cheap, are people that are just starting. So I've been doing some smaller packages where it's like, hey, let's start your funnel. Let's just fill it up and get it going. It's kind of where it's at right now. But the goal is to move towards those higher end. Eventually, niche, I brought on a partner to help me fulfill. We're thinking of doing something more around tutors and helping tutors or music people get their things.
Two more questions. Price points 5K for 60 days. Is that right? What
Yes.
happens after that?
After that, I give them the option if they want to continue. It's 12 or 1200 monthly is what I tell them. But I say it's all depending like on how they feel and how they want to work with us. Because if they want more service, we'll do more. But if they want less, we can do a little bit less.
And what's your best like before and after case study?
So the best before and after case study is I locked Don's, who went from not having a funnel to him converting, getting a lead funnel that go converted at 45%.
What does
What
that mean in
was the
business
company?
world?
Yeah.
So it's Don's, it's qualitypianolessons.com.
Cool.
And his site's going to look horrible when you look at it. So this is the first what they would CRO would call unlock. We got him a bunch of leads, but he wasn't able to close them. And again, his offer, just like mine, switched in there and part of it was there. So we're gonna hopefully figure that out. He kind of went on some radio silence. So we'll see what happens there. We did just have one with it's called Hypnose Mouth Tape. So their ads are running. We're in the final stages of validating their funnel, but we just launched a funnel on Friday and it's low sample, but it's converting at 29%. And then how I'm leading with some people in terms of acquisition cast explore to win is a company that we've only done sprint one is what we call it, or milestone one, where it's identifying their audience and his cost per click went from an average of 75 cents to 8 cents per click because we found a different audience.
Well, so quick follow-up on quality piano lessons. 45% funnel conversion rate. What does that mean?
I guess
From
that
what to
was just a
what?
lead magnet. You could call this lead magnet opt-in, right?
Okay, so the opt-in rate of the lander from ad to from views from an ad to the lander, 45%.
Correct.
Got it. And then what happens after that in his particular funnel? Do they book a call or buy a
They go to an
thing or?
email sequence, and that's kind of why it dropped off, is he was trying to sell a cohort where they need to do like a 6-week cohort and he had to have it at certain hours. So eventually we talked to him to doing an online course, and that's kind of what we're trying to work with him on now.
Cool.
Okay, makes sense. I'm tracking. Will.
Oh man, yeah, that's really neat, Tanner. Love it. Well, going into the small tweaks, big changes things, I know that you recently had a big win. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
The clients, the new clients, is that the big
For you
win?
specifically inside of Growth University, from what I read, the
Man, I'm trying
sales
to
one.
think. Getting a new business partner, there's been so many things going on. I don't know which one you're talking about.
I think you may have made a script tweak inside of your script that you feel like you're moving forward with on the sales side of things. That
Oh
seems to
yeah, no, my sales calls have done really well. I think I'm at these last calls I haven't closed because I did the stupid thing, the stupid invoice thing. I watched the podcast and was like, yeah, that real mad. I
ah.
wish I would have watched that podcast episode last week.
We're
But
all victim to it, Tanner. It's not just you, I promise.
yeah, I was doing good on the other ones. It was hard because they come in, and that's why I'm having to tweak a little bit of my lead magnet. Is because my main source is for a website audit and it just doesn't match with where I'm going. I need to do something more ad related. It's more towards that growth driven design. So I'm having to do a lot of redesigning there. But yeah, no, I think my script is working really well right now.
What makes you sense that it's working so well compared to what it was?
I mean, I closed, let's see, what, in December, 8K, and that was probably my best month in 3 months. So
Wow, Tanner, that's awesome. Out of
I
how
guess
many?
I've been able to increase my price. That's a better thing. So I probably did the imposter syndrome, undervalued my pricing, and I was selling things at maybe 2,000 a month, or really like 1,000 a month, maybe 8 to 1,000. And now I'm charging about 2,500 a month
Confidently is what I'm hearing.
confidently. And I'll
Yeah.
probably raise it up to 10K.
Wow, dude, come on, let's go. So where's the confidence coming from for you?
I think the script definitely helps. I did sales before. But it's a nice casual response, being able to go through the story and say, hey, here's the main points. It's a little bit harder of a transition that way, but I think it just walks and it just clicks through. The one thing I need to figure out a little bit more is it could be the quality of my calls, because a lot of those calls are coming after an audit. So I've already kind of done a diagnostics, you can say. But generally, I'm getting people there, even these people that I've sent the invoices to. Like, there's two that I know they'll probably close when I follow up with them later today. I just need to call them. That's probably the thing I need to get better at, is getting an actual phone number, because all these Zoom meetings and them using a calendar link, it's always hard to follow back up.
Yeah.
So
throw that phone number in the invite. If you don't throw it in the invite, Tanner, I would ask for it at the end of the call. That's just one thing. Hey, by the way, what's your cell? I can text you once I send this over to you. It's 205,
yeah.
Whatever, right? So it's a really easy way to do that without being weird, you know?
That's a good idea.
Natural yes. I'll confirm with you once it's in your inbox or whatever. I'll text it over to you.
So quick zoom out for me, Will.
Yeah.
The win has been an increase of conversion rates on the phone due to a change in the script. Is that right, Tanner?
Correct.
And what was the conversion rate before, and what's the conversion rate now?
I couldn't tell you because I didn't track it enough.
Yeah,
but
just gut levels fine too. Yeah,
I was probably converting maybe at a 10-15% of qualified people that had budget.
Yeah.
Getting people that are qualified, I'm probably more at that 40-50% range right now.
Dang.
But I'm not getting a lot of sample coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you're able to, so and conversion rate go up and price point went up. Nice. from what to what? I've missed the details on the
from
price.
Probably price. About, we'll say $1,000 to about $2,500. I would do it on monthly payment plans, and now I'm getting the money up front too.
Okay.
Yeah. What's been the secret to that, Tanner,
yeah,
for you?
I think just being really confident with it and just saying this is how it is, and saying, I'd say it's 3 months. So they're paying for it's 3 months. It takes a process. I kind of follow the same thing that you guys looked at your script with the, hey, it's going to start out slow, but that's why we're here for you. And this covers for 3 months, not your we're here to stay type thing. And people like that. They've been burned by agencies before. So as long as I can overcome their bad experience, I generally can close it.
And by the way, I feel like we would be remiss not to say this, since we're having a sales call conversation and Chung was late to this call because he just closed a deal. I think we have to all like celebrate real quick verbally out loud. We're celebrating that. But good job, Chung. So Tanner, what was the main, I'm curious, what was the difference in the script? What were you using before? What were you using now? Like, if you had to pinpoint a particular part of it, like what's worked well?
I'm a big outline person, so the four questions definitely help.
Hmm.
I don't generally go like on, I've never liked a full like written out script. Like when I did sales for alarms, I hated it.
Yeah.
So I think being able to change the kind of just, I mean, wing it essentially, but have a framework to wing it with. I mean, I think I was going with Sue and, in one of the practice calls, and I found the best way to talk to her was about little Chihuahuas and Great Danes, and say we wanted to get the Great Dane clients and not the little Chihuahuas.
How did you find that, Tanner?
I just came up with it on the spot and I liked it.
Like, so she wasn't into, was she into dogs or anything? Or did you just kind of
she
like
brought it? Up, she brought up something about a dog. She's like, I feel like they're like little Chihuahua. Like I have all these little clients just biting on my ankles, like little Chihuahuas. And I just took that comment and ran with it. Said, okay, great. Let's get you a Great Dane. You're tired of these Chihuahuas.
Yeah, that's great.
Active listening. Great job, Tanner.
Hey, tell me more about the Fiverr funnel. What's the purchase price in Fiverr, and then what turns them from a Fiverr customer, I'm sure at low ticket, to this at high ticket?
Yeah, so they're coming in just looking for a website audit.
Mm-hmm.
So I started out, some of it's probably timing, and I just have enough. I've been on the platform for a while, but I was doing audits for about $20, and I have a pretty systemized thing. It only takes me 10 minutes looking at their website, and then it looks like it's longer because everything I send them is a bunch of resources. So kind of that over or under 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 promise over deliver, and then I get them on a book call, and that helps me qualify too, because if they don't have the numbers, so one of the big things I look at is if they have the numbers, and then I'll decide if I send them my call link or not. But now I've now bumped that up to $100 an audit, because I look at it as a sales call. I'm like, if someone's going to pay me $100 for me to pitch them, then I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd love to get a link to your Fiverr listing so we can put it in this interview and we just to look at it and understand it. That'd be really cool. I've never heard of anybody doing that, and it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, it's super nice. And I think there's like a lot of different ways. I need to actually expand on some of my gigs because it's really only one. Here, I'll just find the link to the one that's working.
By the way, Growth Tools team, if you have any questions coming to mind, you want to answer, just pop them in chat and we'll be sure to ask as we go.
I will
Tanner,
say the only thing, and this is why I am at Growth Tools, is because like I know Fiverr gives me decent business, but at the end of the day, it's at a whim. I used to do a lot of SEO, and I didn't like SEO because, all Google has to do is change the algorithm, and it can tank your business. So let's see if this link works in the chat. Full screen. Where's the
So
chat?
Tanner, when you were selling prior then, because you mentioned the four questions has really been a good foundation for you. It seems like you're somebody who kind of likes to have the flow, but also wants to lean into their sales experience and control the call the way that the person kind of wants to receive it. How are you doing calls before without the four questions?
I had a slight framework from another mastermind that I did 2 or 3 years ago, but I actually never used it. I just winged it. I just would always wing my calls. That's probably bad to say, but I'd wing it. Like, I mean, I've gone through it so many times. Like the general sales process is kind of ingrained, so I'd hit there, but I probably made a lot more mistakes because of that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And in terms of the bottom, the very end of the call, when you're pitching price, you mentioned the biggest difference from Fiverr funnel to kind of this new sales script now where we're at. You're obviously doubling, if not 2.5xing the price, and you're collecting more upfront. Is it just holding firm, Tanner? Is it, you said the word confidence a few times, but I'm like, dude, if we're that confident, can we charge 20 grand then, like on the call? Is that all it takes? Is just confidence? Like, what do you feel
Probably
like?
confidence in the fulfillment is part of it too, because in
Okay.
the past I'd get a lot of $500 sales, and I probably could have got more out of them, but because I do this as a, like, I have my day job and it's like a side hustle thing, and I'm still doing that balance, that I probably just I think that's where I had a lot of things where I'd say, oh yeah, I totally can do it, and then I didn't get it to them, not because I couldn't, but because I hadn't figured out that fulfillment process as clean.
So having the offer really a little bit better scoped out has helped you with fulfillment and knowing what you need to do for each new
Yeah,
client.
the offer is a big one, but I even think just the time and like internal processes, because that's kind of the big thing. Like generally, if I could dedicate, 2 or 3 hours a day to some of these clients, I know I could get them the results. It's just getting that 2 or 3 hours and systematizing it so it's not all custom. Because at the beginning, when I've done all this stuff, it was very much custom work for every single client.
What does the path to that look like?
Rephrase, please.
How do you get fulfillment streamlined and easier to do while you're still in transition stage? Is that what the partner's about, or what's the fix to
Yeah, the
that?
partner's a big part about that, but that's that Mint CRO. I love their layout for it. It's a very easy process that I can just plug people in. So I almost look like it like a franchising thing. Is I was lucky enough to find a really good, because I do a lot of conversion rate optimization is what I do at the day job. And I mean, the process is so general, and like growth-driven web design, like HubSpot, that's where it comes from. They have a great process, but there's so many little gaps and it's so custom, and you need that technical knowledge like a developer. And then part of it is my developer kind of just wimped out on me. He got, I don't want to say wimped out. He got comfortable. He's totally comfortable with where he's at, and he doesn't want to go to that next level.
That makes
So,
sense. What's the biggest bottleneck in your business right now? Lead flow?
yes, lead flow.
How do you feel about your current plan for that?
I feel good as long as I execute it. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's just trying to figure out how to get there. I realized when I like the accelerators, going to the lead magnet swaps way better than the podcasts. Seeing some little things like I wish I would have had, my email list a little figured out a little bit more. So that's what I'm validating right now. I think that's something a lot of the group has said. But with the lead flow, I finally got my brother to do it. Some of it's just time. But I also was targeting, I think I was a little worried because I was closing sales so well that I kind of wanted to start small. And I should have went a little bit bigger. And part of that was because I hadn't validated my list as well. So,
That makes sense. What's been, again, I'm curious, two sides of the sword. What's been one thing we've really helped with and one area we could do better at in coaching?
I would say the sales accelerator was probably the best one. Even though it was marketing, I would say this is the best sales accelerator I had.
Wow.
So,
you've
and
been in the
specifically
sales
the
world,
script.
Tanner, right?
Go ahead.
So you
Yeah.
say again.
You mentioned selling alarms earlier, so I don't think sales is like new for you, right? You sound
No, it's
pretty.
not new. I was a BDR at Qualtrics. Like I've done things, like
Yeah,
I've done
cool.
B2B and everything. So easy framework that's easy to grasp that wasn't overcomplicated. As far as doing better, I mean, my first experience with Jerry was a little bit different, hit and miss there. Ever since getting to the accelerators, it's been a lot smoother. I would say I think I understand the point of, hey, let's get the list. Like anyone can get the list, and we found it in the lead magnet. But I'm wishing I would have had maybe more validation and valuation because I probably started a little too soon, to be honest. I was probably a little bit premature. I should have probably had a few other things dialed in. But I mean, at the same time, getting in there helped do a lot of the things. So I can't complain that way. And then I was actually doing, I filled out the Monday ritual today. Probably the three rocks, getting a little bit more accountability on that. Cause I've noticed I've had one for the last 2 weeks that I've made progress on it, but it's not done, So I think that is a little bit there. And then I think we talked to Heather about just, it was a little overwhelming getting into the action items. It just wasn't as clear. So luckily now that where that's broken down, that should help a little bit. I do only see like one action for two time or like a Monday two pitch thing. And I don't see the rest of the week. So I don't know if it's, I have to get that and then it brings the next one on. We'll see. I'm having my brother figure that out though. So,
Okay.
but just a quick glance, that's something that I was like, oh, this looks a little off. Hey,
That's great
Tanner,
feedback.
Cody had a question, if you don't mind me jumping in here. And you mentioned, I know you had said, hey, I kind of wish I had dialed in a few other things before. What are some of those things that you feel like you could have had dialed in?
I think it would have been good to have gone through with someone the whole lead flow. Like instead of just saying, hey, yeah, here you need to have a lead flow with a call booking and a confirmation page, walk through every single step and make sure that it aligns with some of the things that you guys teach. Because I had a funnel, but it didn't align completely. And so then in the program, I was having to play catch up. I think a big thing too is a lot of people are. Like with their lead magnets, they're like, what do I do having that lead magnet before? So we'll see, Brian. You'll get a pitch in 2 or 3 weeks after I validate this.
You better follow up. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll follow up. But
I
yeah,
love
no,
when
I
people
got.
pitch and I ignore all of them the first one or two times to see if they'll actually follow up. So I'll be
Yeah,
looking
I'll
forward to
follow
it.
up.
Yeah, good.
I'm getting those processes. I got it in my project management tool now. So, but yeah, I think that's been a thing that everyone's had a hard time validating, kind of like that lead magnet, what to create, does it look good? I think some of the calls with Catherine, I haven't been able to go to the hot seats. I know that's changed quite a bit since I first started. And it's just the day job. I think that's what I'm learning with any type of coaching program. It's either got to be all in
Programs.
or, just it doesn't work for what I need, unfortunately, with the timing. But like the two sessions that I went on the lead magnets were good. I wish I would have went back and had it was easier to find the recordings. Because there was one that if I would have went back, I would have fixed my lead magnet differently. So I just did a quick and dirty job of what I remembered, and it works. I hit the key points. It's like that Pareto's law. It's 80% there, so I'm not going to worry about it. But
Awesome. Well, thank
yeah,
you so much,
thanks. No
Tanner, for
problem.
taking your off day and coming and talking to us. It was really a pleasure.
Yeah, no, it was good talking to you guys. Well,
Thanks for being here.
right. Bye.
All right. See you,
Yeah.
Tanner. Bye.
See you guys.
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.